Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Today is Tuesday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, I get a chance to share this platform and this microphone with a great gentleman. His name is George Madu. There was a time a couple of years ago, it's been about, I guess, a year and a half, where a good friend of ours, her name is Doris Wood, had said to me, Peter, and Doris Wood is the original founder of the MLMIA, now it's the SNA, Social Networking Association, and Doris Wood said to me, Peter, are you doing any radio shows with George Madu? And I said, no, Doris, we did a couple of radio shows with George when he was a guest of yours on the MLMIA, but we really haven't been. George's running his own thing, and he's doing his own thing. She said, well, you should. So out of respect for Doris Wood, I said, you know what? I will. So we called up George and said, George, let's do a couple of radio shows. That couple has turned into over a year so far. And George Madu owns the networkmarketingmagazine.com. So if you go to the networkmarketingmagazine.com, you'll be able to find George Madu's life's work over the last decade or so. Well, when we started doing this radio show, George started bringing some of his guests on, and today's another great example where he's bringing a guest on, and we talk about stuff that's happening in the industry that we feel you need to know about. So George is a really great guy. His last name is spelled M-A-D-I-O-U. You'll be able to find it up as a guest spot on Building Fortunes Radio. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, stands for The Network Marketing Magazine, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done. And I'm going to kind of step out of the way on this one and let George do a great interview for us on Building Fortunes Radio and the Network Marketing Magazine. So, George Madu, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. So, I'm assuming we're set up.
We are. We're ready to roll. We're ready to roll. Okay. We got a new guest here.
So, you know, We're in a strange time right now. It's the recording of this show is on March 17th, 2020. Country has been hit with something that's never been hit before, and that is a worldwide event, and that's with the coronavirus. And so there is changes. Major changes in the air as a result of this. And I had a discussion with Peter, and I had a discussion with a good friend of mine that I'm going to introduce in just a second about what's going on in our industry. And this is a real timely subject because almost every industry is being affected. Unfortunately, this coronavirus thing can hurt our industry or it could help our industry. And that's the reason why I asked my good friend Troy Dooley to come on board. So, Troy, are you there?
I'm here, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing unbelievable. I'm so grateful that you agreed to come on and do a number of things with me and the Network Marketing Magazine and the 27% of Success System, because you are an incredible industry leader, one of the leading authorities in network marketing. You're an industry consultant. People lean on you. Sometimes when that happens, you know, you're in the crosshairs and sometimes you're not, but most of the time people out there end up turning to Troy to ask some really in-depth questions. And that's the reason why I wanted to bring my buddy Troy on. to have just a discussion of what's going on in our industry, and what is it that we can kind of, you know, look out for and maybe warn the industry about, and what are some of the things that we can do to take advantage as far as network marketers in this industry that we can say and not say. So that's basically what I wanted to have a discussion. And what I really like to do, Troy, is continue this discussion, because a half hour is going to go by like in lightning speed. And we're only going to be able to touch upon a number of different subjects. But the first thing that I wanted to talk about is that you ended up doing a post just the other day. It was a real impactful post, so much so that I shared it, and it needed to be shared. And it revolved around people and mostly rookies, I would think, in the industry making claims that can hurt the industry, the companies that they're with, and themselves. So why don't we start off with that and the post that you ended up writing about?
Sure, I've got no problem with that. You know, I believe that on that post it was CNBC had on their website talking about how MLMers were on social media making claims about cures and all this stuff on the coronavirus. And when I went and I read the post itself, what the actual article said, I realized two things. One, the companies are behind the eight ball. They weren't expecting any of this. Most companies in direct sales have really good compliance teams. They have really good inside processes, but they weren't expecting what had transpired. So all, I would say probably a dozen, maybe two dozen Facebook and Pinterest posts, that's where we first started seeing this, were people who were claiming that their products could cure or that it would prevent the coronavirus. And I do believe it was out of passion, out of ignorance of what the regulations are, and truly an ignorance on what viruses are. Because in this case here, whereas we can kill a germ on the surface, once a virus is inside of a body, it has to just run its course, which is where all of the panic has come in. That's where all of the frustrations come in. So I put up a post and just said, stop it. You can't do this, and here's why. Because one of the things that we've always tried to do, I'm preaching to my choir myself here in the mirror, because I've fallen short more than once. You know that. Peter knows that. And it's trying to look at what I've had to go through to try to teach other people what you shouldn't do. And sometimes I believe that reps believe it's the company that will take care of it for me, without realizing that regulators these days will go after the reps. In the last 48 months, we have seen reps be fined over $1 million because of claims that they've made, whether that would be income claims or medical claims. So in this case, we just wanted people to understand you cannot make a claim on what your product will or won't do when it comes to the coronavirus. You can be passionate about your product. You can talk about so much stuff about the product, but you cannot say it's going to do something for the coronavirus, because nobody knows that for sure.
Yeah, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous. It's not only dangerous, like you said, to the individual that's making that claim, but it endangers the businesses of the company that those people that are making the claims, are endangering.
Now, that's very true. And in this case here, they actually mentioned two company names specifically. They are the two giant companies that's in essential oils. And both of those companies had already, over the last 12 months, received inquiry letters from the FDA and the FTC telling them you cannot make certain claims. And they had already been hit. They've already, in a couple of cases, paid some fines. So they didn't need any more scrutiny. on top of them as a company. And regulators today, especially during a state of an emergency, in a pandemic like this, I believe regulators would err on the side of what they will see as caution and shut a company down instead of letting a company continue to make claims that are not true. So you're absolutely right. It can be very detrimental, George.
And I'm familiar with the biggest of those two companies, and I know they bend over backwards to dispel claims. And you know, this is the reason why I have you on, and this is the reason why we're going to be doing together a lot of education, because it's important. And so many of the networkers in our industry, hey, we got over 100 million worldwide, right?
Yep.
So somebody's got to take the bull by the horn here and educate, not preach, but to be able to give them solid facts on what it to be to protect their business. Now, both you and Peter and I are board members of a industry association, the SNA, Social Networking Association. The purpose of us being in that association and board members, along with some great, great industry leaders, is to be able to help the industry, you know, with situations like this. But one of the things that I ended up doing when this started this past week was I did a post, and I said the same thing in essence. We can't make claims on our products. We can't make medical claims. However, now, days into this national emergency, I mean, we've got businesses shutting down left and right, schools, restaurants. I just heard where I am, all the bars are being closed. How about that for St. Patty's Day and affecting an industry?
That's true.
Much to the dismay of my wife, Macy's just ended up closing down. You know?
Yep.
So if we're going to make claims, what I'm saying to networkers is, yeah, you joined a company that you fell in love with the products, but one of the products of the product of the business is the business itself. And you could you could absolutely promote your business. You know, the three of us have basically been in one way or another, you know, part of this home-based business arena, you know, and the thing is that I've had people calling me panic-stricken, teachers and people working for restaurants and everything else. I mean, I've always said getting is right for a person when they're in the looking zone. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
yep.
The looking zone has just come about. So what do you think about this?
I'm in agreement. I think this is a prime time. I have been putting out caution, George, because a lot of what I'm seeing when it comes to the business side of it is old style rhetoric where people are talking about, hey, in a down economy, network marketing thrives, all of the traditional stuff that we've all used. And I've cautioned some people saying, look, this is a different type of economic downturn. So there are people now that aren't being laid off and they're having unemployment benefits. This isn't a something that they saw coming. This happened basically overnight. The stock market tanked, the pandemic hit, people are in a fearful mode. So you want to feel some empathy for these folks and don't just throw up on them about how hey, man, if you'd have been in my business like I told you 3 years ago, you wouldn't have this happen and all that stuff. They have to have some empathy and share with them why they want to be looking at that side hustle, that network marketing, whatever it is they're doing. They need to do it with caution but with confidence, because
Absolutely.
These folks right now don't even know if they've got an income. They don't know if they got a check coming. Some of these companies don't know what they're doing. So we have to do it with love. And I think that's a four-letter word that I can still use on the radio. So I think we do it with love, you know, we work with them, I think it's a great time. People need to have that. But I'd also say this. I know when the business is good and we're all booming and going, a lot of times people, they try to sell them on the top pack in their business or whatever. Right now they just need to get them in, get them coached, get them onto the program, get them onto the magazine. You know, if they get the right education under them, then they'll be able to weather this little economic downturn. I really don't think it's going to be long lasting, and they're going to be able to really have a side career where they won't have to worry about this in the future. I believe that.
You're absolutely right. So we're going to take just a short break, and I'm going to discuss with you, Troy, exactly what is the right approach of being able to promote your business. And you hit the nail on the head. You're absolutely right. Those people that make income claims, just like product claims, they are not doing anybody a service. So, Peter, I'm going to turn it back to you and take it away.
We'll be right back. You're listening to George Madu and Troy Dooley. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with George Madu. This is a special site that we do, or a special time that we do for George Madu on the Network Marketing Magazine. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, you'll be able to hear this in the previous radio shows that we've done before, and you're also listening to Troy Dooley. Troy's been around the industry for a real long time. Troy and I have a way back history we're probably on our third decade coming up to that as well. So lots of stories to be able to tell, but I'm going to turn this back over to George, but Troy's got a vast level of experience, and my kudos to Troy on this one. Troy is usually the guy that grabs the microphone when he knows there's people in the audience with baskets full of rotten eggs to throw. So Troy's been there. So when you have the rotten fruit, they'll throw them in Troy's general direction. And the reality is he sometimes takes a stand where most people won't. And that's a tough position to be in, especially when you got a long history of recording. Now, the problem now is we are in such uncharted waters. When people made mistakes before, they could recover. Now, and Troy, if you want to answer this, you certainly can. Now when people make mistakes, it's going to be really hard to recover because we're in such trying times, whereas if that economic recovery doesn't happen too soon, there's going to be some real people in real hurt. So whether it's recovering from health or recovering from finances, these are pretty crucial times to be able to make the right decisions. So back to you guys.
I appreciate that, Peter. You know, one of the things that has taken place is, Troy, you know that this is our 15th year in the Network Marketing Magazine. And from day one, our emphasis was to support the orphans of the industry, those people that join for a lot of different reasons and their spouse quit you know, weeks later or days later or whatever. And there was kind of some hope that this side business might be something, and they were left alone. And in the last 5 years of these 15 years, we really took a good solid look at the industry, and we realized that we needed to support the industry in a more targeted way. You know, 3% of the people, it said, make a significant income. But when we analyzed it, we found that 70% joined and all they thought they did was bought themselves a network marketing lottery ticket. They weren't willing to do the work. And that left 27%. So in the last 3 years, we have created a group, and we coined a term, a 27%er, right? And I'm starting to hear people indicate that I am a 27%er, and that 27%er is a person that's willing to do the work, willing to learn the skill sets necessary to become successful, just like those 3%ers are. And that's been our emphasis over the last 3 years. And we created this 27%er success system, a year-long, 15-minute-a-day sequential pathway for somebody to walk down the path. And I had a discussion, Troy, with a friend of mine just a day ago, and they said they understood that this is a good way of bringing to the attention of people that does need a plan B. And we're not saying quit your job. On the contrary, it's just the opposite. But so many people out there, unlike you and me and Peter, are not, you know, crazed entrepreneurs, right? They're used to working for themselves. Working for other people, all right? And there's a fear factor, and that's the reason why we put together this 27%er success system, to be able to hold the hands and to take the wisdom of the ages of some of the best teachers: Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Dennis Waitley, Tom Big Al Schreider, Troy Dooley, right? And be able to put the necessary knowledge and wisdom into the pathway of those 27%ers that want to learn the skill sets necessary to have their part-time job, you know, end up making them an extra couple hundred dollars a month, $500 a month, or whatever, the sky's the limit. Whatever they wanted to work on, we put together a pathway for them to jump on. And for somebody to cluelessly just say, join my company because you're going to be a gazillionaire in 3 weeks, is just a lie. And that's what we have to fight against also. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I totally agree with that. And you hit something here. Most people, at least in America, and I believe worldwide, they are brought up to work for someone else. That is not a negative, but you get into a pattern. And that pattern is, unless I'm told to do something, I don't do it. So they join because somebody said, hey, instead of just being a customer, why don't you pay the little extra, you become a rep, and then maybe you can make money too. And they don't know what to do. They love the idea. They probably love the culture of the company. They really love the product. Sponsored them into the business. He's either working an extra job, he just got laid off, she's doing something else, the kids got sick, whatever. They don't know what to do. So they think they failed. They don't want to tell anybody, hey, I don't know what to do, because, you know, people just don't do that. And with the 27%er program, you just name some of the greatest men there are. And there's some women too, so don't get me wrong. But these are guys that they've just the test of time on, here's what you need to do inside and outside. This is the steps you need to take, and they can move forward. A lot of the training that I see today, George, is it's antiquated is what it is. And I'm gonna use Peter as just a great example of someone who has continued to ride the wave. When he and I connected decades ago, the lead generation business was postcards, it was magazines, it was newspapers. And when I look at lead generation today, most of those companies are gone. And Peter has constantly stayed ahead of the trends. He's seen what the mass market does. And he's brought those tools at a reasonable price for somebody that's trying to get started. So when they're saying, okay, I don't have anybody to talk to, well, here's a way to get started to talk with people. Well, I'm afraid to talk with people. Well, here's a landing page. Let me show you how you can get in front of people. If they don't know how to do that, they don't do it. And we don't have anybody talking about it. That's why I love what you're doing, because you're out there telling people, hey, you have to do something or you're going to fail. Not only are you going to be worried about the economy, now you don't want to tell anybody you got a side hustle because you haven't made any money. You don't even know how to make any money at it.
Well, that's it. That's it. And what we've done, I mean, I've been blessed by knowing so many of these giants. And I get to pick and choose really some key people in key areas that people need to become proficient at. So it's like going to college and having the best of the best professors whispering in your ear and guiding you to successfully grow your business. And that's what you know, the 27% of success system from the Network Marketing Magazine is all about. I mean, we've put, you know, in a snapshot, if anybody goes to yes to my success.com and roll down into that, we give a snapshot of how we end up doing this. And it's awesome, because you're absolutely right. People did not grow up, well, most of us, with their mom and dad saying, let me teach you about being in business, or let me teach you about network marketing. We didn't hear that in high school. We didn't hear that in college, all right? So now we have one of the largest industries in the world, right? And there's hope that maybe I can leave my job eventually and have a business of my own. Because this is an industry where, you know, I've owned 30 businesses since I graduated in the early 70s from NYU. I've owned 30 businesses. Right, I'm a maniacpreneur. All right, well, I know there aren't people like me. There are not many. Right, so how do we help them? The way we help them is we walk them down a path, and that's the same way we learned how to ride a bicycle. When yep. Mom and Dad ran behind us and steadied us, and we didn't even realize when they let go. Because we went down this pathway and we started pedaling, and it's so important. And so, I'm extremely ecstatic over the fact that the three of us are in an organization to be able to support this industry. But I'm also ecstatic specifically that, you know, I've asked Peter and you, Troy, to join me in the Network Marketing Magazine and the 27%er, all right, to be able to give the information that's the truth. And that's what we need to do, is we need to pass on the truth, and we need to fight the hype people out there, because they're ruining us. And we can take back the industry by telling the truth. And this is one of the reasons why I've asked you, one of the aspects of the Network Marketing Magazine that we're going to be launching is a feature called Aim High News. And Aim High News is going to be pertinent news items in the industry that's going to be able to help, you know, new people, existing people, leaders, company owners, all right? And I can't think of a better person to team up with that project than the industry consultant, the leading authority in network marketing, Troy Dooley. So it's our job to be able to be educators and hold the back of that bicycle so that the new rider on that bicycle doesn't fall. So,
well, you nailed it. I think, George, that's where you nailed it right there, because too many people think they're supposed to be sitting on the handlebars and having that new people drive them, when really they're supposed to be behind holding that bike up still. That's the key. And when we look at this, and Peter hit on something earlier when he said people that make mistakes now may not be able to recover. And that is a fact, because up until about 5 years ago, the regulators had hit one company about every 10 years or so. Now, that didn't mean they didn't send out some letters and people didn't get fined, but they didn't go after a company full bore head on. And since they went after Vima, they've hit Vima, Herbalife, they've had Fortune High Tech, they've had Narium, the Advocare, the list just goes on and on and on, because they have come out stronger. They use social media like everyone else, and they've realized that these people that are the hypesters are just opening the door for them. They don't have to do near the work they used to have to do. They don't have to do near the due diligence, and it leaves these young, brand new people who just got the training wheels off their bike out there, just like this last weekend, saying things that they didn't know they were not supposed to say because they didn't have the education. And if we're educating them, if we're behind them, holding them up, if we're guiding them where they need to go, then we're gonna see. It won't be a fast shift, but we will see a shift as this new generation comes up and realizes, okay, I don't have to blow smoke up people. All I got to do is tell them the truth, provide the right training. And when you were mentioning the training, you know, I just flashed back. I was 17 years old. I was in the rafters of a church. I was running the electrical lines for a security system. And on my belt was my Dennis Waitley cassette that I listened to the front side and the back side over and over, because that was my motivation to get out of working for someone else. And yeah. I thought, man, that brought back the memories, because that was, to me, that was my motivation. That's why I did it. And now I love serving with you and Peter and some of these others who understand that leadership is a responsibility. It's not a reward. It takes sacrifice. It takes work, and you're doing it to help other people.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to have to cut this right now. I'm going to have to back with that. I appreciate, in short notice, you jumping on today. And I'm looking forward to moving the bill in our industry and teaming up with the two of you to do just that. So thank you for being on, Troy.
It was my honor for both of you. Thank you.
Back to Excellent. You, yep, this is Peter Mingle signing off. We have George Madu, Troy Dooley. We're going to make sure Troy has a guest spot on Building Fortunes Radio as well. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to look for Troy Dooley. Dooley is D-O-O-L-Y. And then George Madu is M-A-D-I-O-U. You'll be able to find it on the networkmarketingmagazine.com. Building Fortunes Radio site. We'll see everyone next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.